Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Player.fm, and Player.fm Radio, and Podbean. And I hope you're having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor is Audible.com. who has more than 180,000 audio programs and audio books and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/get organized. And later I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. And tonight the theme is Mother's Day, Reclaiming Your Space. And this is part one, Why It Is Hard for Me to Let Go of My Children's Stuff, Really. So this is part one of How Moms Can Reclaim Their Space. Part two will be next week. And our guest is Dr. Angela Chester, who is a returning guest expert. So I'm excited for you to hear the conversation. And, of course, I will also be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, and repurpose suggestion of the week. And my question of the week, which I posted on Twitter and Facebook as well as LinkedIn, was name something that is in your bedroom that should not be there. And I got a wide variety of responses, from water to TV to cat hair. So continue to post your responses, and I would love to read them. I enjoy seeing them. So before I get to the interview this evening, I want to share with you the modern holiday of Mother's Day was first celebrated, a lot of you may already know, in 1908 when Anna Jarvis held a memorial for her mother at St. Andrew's Methodist Church in West Virginia. So our guest this evening is Dr. Angela Chester, and she has built a career spanning more than 25 years and thousands of people counseled. As a pastoral counselor and a motivational coach, she has a deep passion for showing others how to change their perspective to change their outcome. She teaches people how to plan and reach solutions to look beyond the impossible. Dr. Angela has served as an associate pastor, public speaker, purpose coach, and has built a reputation as a thought leader on issues related to motivation and relationship counseling. She is frequently quoted by CNN, The Long Beach Leader, Madame Noir, The Man Registry, The Los Angeles Times, and other publications, in addition to holding numerous public speaking engagements throughout the year. Dr. Chester currently is a member of the International Women's Leadership Association. She holds a degree in pastoral counseling and affinity from the Trinity Institute. She is the author of numerous books, including the best-selling Before You Tie the Knot, a premarital counseling workbook for the DIY couple. So right now, I'm going to let you listen to part one of my interview with Dr. Angela Chester. Listeners, it is leading up to Mother's Day, and I thought a wonderful topic, as you all saw, is Mother's Day, Reclaiming Your Space. And that's for all you mothers out there who have your children's stuff for whatever reason in your home, and you are ready to reclaim your space. And I'm excited because, of course, Dr. Angela Chester is going to be here not only this week but next week, just sharing some nuggets on just how we can reclaim our space, but also understand, you know, why we're still holding on to that stuff and how we can let it go. So, Dr. Angela, hello.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for having me on.
So, Dr. Angela, as you know from the topic, it is Happy Mother's Day, Reclaiming Your Space, because it's part one. So why do you think it is so hard for moms to tell their children, their adult children, who don't live in the home, you know, to get their stuff or else? I mean, I could yell else on there, but that's why I brought you on, because you are a counselor, you are a pastoral counselor, but you're also a mother. So why is it so hard?
You know, that's a really good question. And a few reasons pop into mind. One is perhaps you are the cool mom and you don't want to stop being the cool mom. Like, you don't want to make waves because that's going to jeopardize your cool mom status. Most of us understand the cool mom to be kind of the one that's really laid back. She's kind of easy breezy, goes along with stuff, and everybody wants to be over her house. Everyone loves her because she's so laid back. And that might, in mom's mind, if she puts her foot down, that or else, might actually jeopardize her being the cool mom. The other thing that kind of pops into my head is that you don't want to push your children away for good. There are some mother-child relationships that are a little bit on the rocks, you know, and they finally have gotten back to that good place, or as good as it can be at this particular moment, and asking their children to come and get their stuff might jeopardize that. The other thing that pops into my mind is just they understand the situation and they're really trying to be flexible. They understand, for example, they used to perhaps live in a 4-bedroom house and they had this really great job and now they have to downsize and their adult child now lives in a 1 or 2-bedroom apartment. And they just don't have the space. So they're trying to work with them and be flexible, but it really is inconvenient for mom. Those are the things that I can think of as to why it might be hard for mom to tell her kids, come get your stuff.
Because that goes into my next question was, you know, is there something else going on? And you kind of, you know, just mentioned that there may be some other things going on, you know, like it may not be enough space in their home, or that the relationship might be finally where they like it to be and they don't want to kind of make any waves, you know, so there's a lot of different things. And I'm just finding, you know, over the past couple of months, just so interesting that when I speak with women, you know, about organizing their home and they get excited about the project and then they say, oh, yeah. Well, I got this stuff in this room, and he or she has moved out, and I've asked them so many times, and I've given them a deadline and hoping that they respect it, but I'm not sure, and what can I do? So,
Well, you know, if we look at the flip side of the coin, we were just talking about the mom aspect of it, but something else could be going on, but it could be the flip side of the coin is looking at the kids. So looking at the adult child. So that could be their reason to actually come see their mother, right? Like, my mom needs a reason. Like, why do you want to come over here? What's going on? If we have that rocky relationship, right? Well, mom, I need to come and get something out of that blue bin that I left over, which really is a reason just to come and check on mom. If mom is defiant or a tough love or just a hard person to kind of to have a reason to come over when the reason is no reason at all, I just want to come see you. Another reason could be that the adult child is afraid to fully move out. Like, they want to just have some stuff there as a reason to be able to come back home. It's kind of in the same lines of, I want my room to stay my room. So sure, I might take my clothing, I might take an award that I've won, but I'm going to leave my posters up on the wall. It's kind of like how a girlfriend might leave one or two 10 or 12 things over a boyfriend's house trying to kind of mark territory. Just as a little reminder that I'm still here, I'm not fully gone. The only thing that kind of pops in my head is that it's a safety net. If they are, again, kind of in a rocky place in their own lives, that they just want to be able to have a safe place for those things that are most important to them, meaning of value, or they could be in a bad relationship and they're slowly moving their things back to their mother's house because one day she may have to, you know, leave all of a sudden. And I hope that that's not the situation for most people listening. But in relationships, we can have those tumultuous relationships where you say, today's the day and I need to run and I need to get to safety and I don't have to worry about my stuff because I've put my stuff at my mother's.
And what about if, for example, the child is in the home and the stuff is beyond their space? And I know, you know, you're in your mom's home and, you know, you've got the entire house. But what if it begins to infringe upon your mother's space, like a bedroom? Then, you know.
That's, in my opinion, that's overstepping. I think that one of the things that you need to establish is where are your common spaces, where are your personal and private spaces, and then where are we going to actually allow the items that we're going to store. So your personal private spaces, that's any place where, you know, it's your stuff. Perhaps you put your clothing, your journals, your diaries, those types of things, things that you don't want anyone to really touch. We have our common spaces, which would be like our family room, our dens, our studies, where it's kind of, it's open season. It's free. If anyone wants to come and read that book, it doesn't matter because it's in a common space. But if we designate and say this section of the garage is for you, then it means that that section of the garage is for you. If you get the left section, that means the right section isn't for you. And we really just have to look at respecting people's space, literally respecting people's space and understanding where is the line and how close do I need to get to the line before I've actually gone over the line. And then that can cause there to be other issues in the relationship. You wonder why maybe mom's a little disgruntled. She's unhappy. She might be kind of mumbling under her breath, a few more times than usual, because now you've started to encroach on her space. You're starting to run over into her space. But she's still trying to, you know, be cool and be flexible and not say anything. But it really is starting to have an effect. So I think if everyone is just mindful of each person in the home, then you can have a better relationship on both sides. I would say, mom, you need to tell that person, listen, sweetie, I love you. You're a great person, but you need to come get your bin out of my room. Not, that should be one of the off limits places, not your parents' bedroom.
Wow, Dr. Angela. I'm having a sigh of relief over here, and I'm not even having those issues. And you're just giving so many nuggets. And listeners, I'm telling you, just, you know, make sure you mark your calendars because she is coming back next week to kind of continue this conversation because I knew she had so much to share that we just could not pack it all into this one podcast. So I know you'll be back next week, Dr. Angela, but how can listeners, if they can't wait until next week, how can they get in contact with you?
Sure, of course, and thank you for the opportunity. They can visit www.drangelachester. There's no periods or spaces in there, all one word, drangelachester.com. They can always send me an email at drangelachester@gmail.com. Or they can even follow me on Instagram or Facebook. On Instagram is Dr. Angela C. On Facebook, it's Dr. Angela Chester.
Well, Dr. Angela, thank you so much. And I look forward to continuing this conversation next week.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that was an awesome beginning of the conversation, and I hope you mothers out there, you listened and you gained some insight on to what you can do in your particular situation. Excuse me. And that you will tune in next week. Now, listen to this conversation again. Share it with other women who may be going through the same thing. Tell them to mark their calendars for next week as well. And also, reach out to Dr. Angela Chester. I mean, she gave some really good insight on different scenarios depending on what's going on with your relationship with your child and their stuff, but also what might be going on in their lives as well. So I hope that gave you some insight, and I hope you tune in next week. So our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized and get started today. And my audiobook selection for this week is The Gift of a Happy Mother, Letting Go of Perfection and Embracing Everyday Joy. Again, The Gift of a Happy Mother, Letting Go of Perfection and Embracing Everyday Joy. And again, you go to audibletrial.com/getorganized to get your free copy, to download a free copy. Well, for those of you out there who may be looking for a community, a group to help you on your journey to live an organized life, then check out my Facebook Live group, because if you're ready to get rid of the piles from last year or the year before that, if you want to find things the first time, and if you want to better manage your time in your life, then join the Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group and become a member of a community that will support and nurture you on your journey to living an organized life. It's a safe place for women only, where you can post questions, photos, videos of your organizing challenges and receive strategies that will help you get your life in order. And for an investment of just $1 to get started, and after that, it's $7 a month, you'll get personal strategies from me. Where else can you get personal strategies from a professional organizer for only $7 a month? And you get, I have my Q&As or my live sessions once a week. I just had one before this podcast. And, of course, I share different little things, like a product reviews, share different products, share different tidbits, et cetera, with them and not everyone else on my social media. So all you have to do is go to my website at janetmtaylor.com and you click on the Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group. This gives you an example of some of the things that those women are doing. One woman, she wanted to transform her room that had just become the room for the catch-all into her a guest room. And within weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, there was a transformation. And then she showed me the pictures yesterday, and she was so happy because a friend who was going through transition of jobs was moving into her area. She said, Janet, I was able to allow her to stay with me. And she was able to stay in that room, and she showed me what the room looked like. There was no clutter. And she did all this just from strategy sessions back and forth. She showed me a video and pictures. No, this particular room, she showed me pictures and videos of the room. And I, back and forth, said, okay, this is what I want you to tackle first. And I was her accountability. This is what I want you to tackle second. Now, the first time, she wasn't happy because I told her I want her to tackle all the clothes, but she did it. And she saw progress. And then the next time I told her. And that's what happens when you become a member of the group. You post your pictures, you post your videos, and I say, okay, tackle this first. Once you get done that, then let's work on to the next thing, because I am your accountability coach. So, again, go to JanetMTaylor.com and you click on the Get My Life Totally Organized group. And again, you start for just $1. $1, and after that, it's $7 a month. So now I want to move on to my Taylor's Tip Time. And these are tips from my mom in regards to home organizing. And these are things I observed as a child. Once a week, when after she read the newspaper, so she would recycle. Back then, we really weren't into recycling. She basically put them out the trash. If she took something out, she always put it back. When she did laundry, she folded clothes. They didn't hang around. She folded them. She would always have a list when she went grocery shopping. Or even if she just went to, back then it was the Woolworths at 5 and 10. Of course, now it's the Walmart and things like that. And last, she budgeted regularly. She always had a budget. She always knew how much money she was spending when she went to the store. So, again, she recycled. She put things, if she took something out, she put it back. She, when she did laundry, she folded clothes. When she did the grocery, when she grocery shopped, she had a list. And she would always budget regularly. So those are just little things that my mom would do. So I just wanted to share, as we lead up to Mother's Day, some little home organizing strategies from my mom. Well, maybe you want to get organized, but you want a little one-on-one. And guess what? And I apologize last week because I didn't post it, but this week I will. I am still running the special for the Power Keys, where you get 3 hours with me for $59. 3 hours. Three sessions. You can do a session a month. One client is doing a session every 2 weeks, whatever pace you want to do. That's 3 hours, three sessions with me giving you some strategies one-on-one on how to organize your home, your space, and your life. So I'm definitely going to post that tonight, and I didn't do it last week. So I truly apologize, and I'm just going to go back in and put it in there as well. Well, of course, I want to thank you for following me on social media and for your likes, your retweets, your sharing. Please continue to share with me. And I am excited because tomorrow is the beginning, the new beginnings for me, because I've got a team now that's going to help me with my YouTube videos and make them a little better. So, you know, I'm excited and I can't wait to share with you when I start posting some really new content up there. Because I've got tons of products here that I want to review. And if you're following me via social media, tomorrow I might give you a little behind-the-scenes thing. So hopefully you'll check that out. Or if you're listening to this later, check out my social media feed. But I want to thank you. And check out my Pinterest board, because this week, you know, check out the organized bedroom, the organized papers, or whatever area you want to organize in your home and in your life. Check those out. Well, of course, today's Monday, and you know what tomorrow is? It is Tuesday. So I would like for you to get rid of the reading material, the newspaper, and other things that are cluttering up your bedroom. Again, get rid of the reading material, the newspaper, and the other things that are cluttering up your bedroom, because your bedroom should be your sanctuary, should be the place that you go after a long day of working, whether inside the home or outside the home or in the community, where you can come and just relax and be still. Now moving on to my app suggestion, Shop Savvy. Moms are natural comparison shoppers. What's great about the Shop Savvy app for moms is that you don't have to run all over town trying to find the best deals on that one must-have item. Shop Savvy can pinpoint the lowest cost on everything in your city, from a specific brand of diapers to the lowest price on those high-priced back-to-school items and more. Shop Savvy is my app suggestion for this week. My repurpose suggestion is using some vintage jewelry, some jars, some furniture, and repurposing it. I shared on my Pinterest board where somebody repurposed the crib, the changing table, because sometimes that might be sentimental. You're not ready to let go of it or use it and transform it into something you can use. Or, you know, I've got my mother's old jewelry, so I'm thinking of maybe putting it on a frame, or I might put it on a flower pot. Those kind of things as well. And, of course, you know, you have jars, different kind of jars. Well, maybe you can use them to store paintbrushes, store pencils, et cetera. Just so many things that you can do and you can use. And, of course, my product suggestion is just go to my Amazon page. Now, if you're looking for the perfect gift, maybe you're looking for something for under $25. There's tons of gifts on my little section on my Amazon page for gifts under $20, $25. But, of course, if you're looking for the perfect gift, why not give the Power Keys? Power Keys is 3 hours for $59. And that's organizing 101 with me, helping them on their journey to live in that organized way. And, of course, next week, I'm excited because we have part two with Dr. Angela Chester. So I'm excited about that. And then after that, Melvina Davis will be talking to us about self-care. So, and of course, I will be letting you know if there's going to be a little slight time change, but most of you download it, so it will not impact you, but those of you who do listen live, I will definitely let you know. And of course, my quote for the week is, I got to grow up with a mother who taught me to believe in me, Antonio D. I got to grow up with a mother who taught me to believe in me. Well, I truly want to thank all of you for listening. I want to wish each and every mother, grandmother, aunt, godmother, mentor, big sister, little sister, a happy Mother's Day. Enjoy, enjoy, and just embrace just being the woman you are, and, of course, just continue being on that journey to living that organized life, because when you live that organized life, then you're not only, you're giving to yourself, you're saying no to other things, but you're saying yes to yourself. So I truly appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for listening. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, and most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter. Get organized.